The chilling effect of the 1951 movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, was amplified with the help of composer Bernard Herrmann's eerie score. Echoes of Herrmann's music were heard in countless other sci-fi flicks through the 1950s, and the sounds reverberate today in a video game released this past week called Destroy All Humans. Gary Scheinman composed the music for Destroy All Humans, and he's in the studios of NPR West. Hey, Gary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ann. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Did you actually set out to pay tribute to Bernard Herrmann's music when you were writing the score for Destroy All Humans?
Well, I don't know if pay tribute is the best way to describe it. I was asked to create a 1950s retro sci-fi score, and they had used the music to Bernard Herrmann's score to The Day the Earth Stood Still as sort of the model to use as sort of a pre-score or a temp score to the game. So, and as a matter of fact, I had done a score a number of years ago in the style of Bernard Herrmann, and is essentially the reason I got the project, because they heard some of that music, they loved it, and they said, wow, this guy can nail this style. And Bernard Herrmann's score for The Day the Earth Stood Still is just a model of great 1950s sci-fi scoring. But he also used an instrument called the theremin, which is one of the first electronic instruments, which is a high-pitched, wide vibrato, sounds like a bowed saw, if you know what a bowed saw sounds like. And, of course, anyone who's heard a lot of those movies from the 50s is familiar with it. And he was the first to use that instrument. And from then on, every producer, I can just imagine the conversation with their composer is, I want that sound. Give me that sound. So all the sci-fi movies, or many of them anyways, used orchestra and had that theremin. It defines the era. So I used an orchestra. We had a 30-piece orchestra recorded here in Los Angeles. And there was a sampled or synthesized theremin sound that we used that was kind of perfect and was very easy to control. So we ended up working with that sound.
Tell us more about the game.
The game is all retro looking. It all takes place in the 50s, and yet it turns the 50s movies on their head in as much as the player, the person who's playing the game, plays an outer space creature called a Furon. So you're actually fighting humanity, and your job is to destroy humanity. It's very tongue-in-cheek. It's a very funny game. It's a lot of fun to play. But the look, the art direction, the music is all 1950s.
You've written soundtracks for films and television shows, documentaries. How do you work differently when you're scoring a video game? What's the difference for you?
With a film, you have a locked picture, and the music is always going to play to the images. With a game, the player is changing the experience each and every time they play. Therefore, the music is never going to accompany the same visual elements twice. Hmm. So the music cannot be too specific. It cannot be too repetitive. So from that standpoint, you're trying to write music that's not abrasive, that is not repetitive, and yet gives the right feel for the game. Does change as the game progresses. If, for instance, the character is not in danger, the music tends to be eerie and creepy, perhaps. But once you're actually fighting humanity and battling it out, the music is very active.
You know, in the old days, well, probably still happens today. You know, you get the orchestra in there, and they're playing to cues on screen. When you get an orchestra in the studio, are they playing to cues from the video game?
No, because the way it worked in this case is the audio lead, who was in Brisbane, Australia. I never met the people who worked on the game until later. But what she did was she made me movies of actual gameplay. So she would play the game for like maybe 5 or 8 minutes in one particular mode. And then she'd send me these movie, you know, files, MPEG files. And I would watch them and just sort of write the music and play it back and just sort of say, is this the right feel, you know? So, and you know, you get up and you conduct it and you play it from the beginning and to the end. And you know, you're just hoping that in the end everyone will be happy. And in this case, it did go very well. Everyone loves the music on this thing.
Gary Scheinman composed the music for the new video game, Destroy All Humans. He joined us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
You can hear more of Gary's music and see screenshots from the game on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.